Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, 1380 WPHM. If you've ever watched the show Hoarders, you're going to be excited to know that there's a new season starting on Monday. Joining us right now is somebody that you've seen on Hoarders for years. He is the president and co-founder, or president and founder, rather, of SteriClean, which is a nationwide franchise that offers extreme cleaning. Corey Chalmers on the line with us right now. Good morning, Corey.
Good morning, Paul. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thanks. Look, I find the show fascinating. A lot of people do. Tell us why. Why do we like to watch Hoarders?
Well, I think it varies, you know, for the person, but I think most people want to see the personalities. I think that's what makes this show. You know, you can open up the front door to 100 houses, and, you know, they're full of stuff, and we get that. And while that is an important part of the show, I think we watch it because the people are so unique and so different, and they don't know how they're going to react when we start touching their things. And then you kind of root for, you know, either the villain or us. You know, it just depends on which side of the fence you sit on. But I think most people want to see a happy ending, a transition at the end where they're living a different life. But I think, honestly, it's the psychological side of just their quirky personalities and kind of understanding how they got there and what kind of things they collect.
Is there a common thread as to how somebody ends up becoming a hoarder? Is there something that you can point to and say, well, this is what is affecting most people who just can't get rid of anything?
Yeah, absolutely. So, like, I go around the country and I teach at conferences. There's about 15 reasons that cause hoarding behavior. Some people have, you know, two or three. Some people have six or seven of them. But almost all of them have depression and post-trauma. So that's the one we see in almost all of them, you know, and that can be triggered by things like death of a loved one, divorce, a fire where they lose everything. It could be something as simple as a military family. And as a kid, they moved a lot. And so they made their child thin everything out. And so there was just that constant sense of loss. It could be a mother who her children move away, move out of the house, go to college. And, you know, she lost her identity and her purpose. So there's a lot of different reasons on what starts hoarding, but those two things are the commonality that we see almost all the time.
Is there one case that stands out in your mind as the most extreme or the worst, or one that just stays with you, Corey?
Yeah, I mean, the animal ones are always hard, you know, and that's, we had to actually stop doing animal episodes because we were, personally, we were getting death threats because we couldn't get all the animals out of the house the week that we were there, and people don't understand laws, and we can't just take animals. So those are always hard, and they're always the biggest messes. But personally, for me, it's Al in Indiana that we went back to three times. Just watching the transition of him, we got called because his house was so bad that his son was taken away. His wife had passed away already. So he was a single father in a severely hoarded four-story house, when you count the basement, two floors, and the attic that were completely full. And, you know, he just didn't make a lot of progress, so they took him to court. And they said, you know, you're never going to get your son back. I told him that. Especially after the second time doing a revisit on him, he hadn't changed anything. He was filling the house up again. And I just said, you know, what's wrong? You know, your son is gone. Why can't you let this stuff go? And we just couldn't get through to him. And I just said, you're never going to get him back. And then they called me a few years later and said, he's got his son back. We need to go fill another update. And I said, you're kidding me. There's no way this guy got his son back. And man, the transition that he made over those few years was just unbelievable. And he turned into an amazing father with a pretty clutter-free house. So that's one of my favorite episodes when you see all three and from beginning to end of what transpired. And it gives me hope that no matter how bad we find someone or how ill we think that they are with this disorder, but there's hope.
What made the difference for Al? Was it medication? Was it counseling? What was the difference for him?
Well, I think, you know, having us come back a few times helped, but he said he did it, of all things, the most bizarre thing, he did it for the code enforcement officer who had developed brain cancer, and on the third episode, he was so sick he couldn't even do the walkthrough on the house with us, and he did end up passing away. But what a bizarre reason to do it, not for your son, not for yourself, but for a code enforcement officer who's been on your butt, taking you to court, suing you, like, unbelievable what his motivator was. But in any case, he got there and got his son back, and his son was doing great. So great. Good job for him.
The cleanup of these homes is amazing. If you, have somebody that will allow you in to clean, and it's not just discarding things, it's really cleansing. I want to know, Corey, how did you get into being an extreme cleaner?
Sure, I started my company in 1995 while I was working as a paramedic, and I started it as a crime scene cleanup company because it was devastating to me to think all these people where we were going and pronouncing someone dead after a suicide or a shooting or something where there's blood, and it was horrific. And to think that this poor family member is going to get on their hands and knees or on a ladder in some cases to clean ceilings, I couldn't even imagine that. And so that's how I started in the business, and then it just kind of went from there.
New season of Hoarders starts on Monday. Corey, what are some of the highlights from the upcoming season?
The new season is amazing, especially Monday night. It's an engineering feat like you've never seen before. So just check it out Monday night at 9 o'clock on A&E, and you'll see tunnels through a house like nothing I've ever seen.
Can't wait. We'll be watching. Corey, thanks for your time. Great talking to you.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Paul. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron, and that is Corey Chalmers. You'll see him on Hoarders. The new season starts Monday at 9 o'clock on A&E. Heartbreaking stories on that show, but fascinating to watch.